From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing its questioning of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. The judge has disputed statements that she relies too heavily on personal considerations. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor said she makes decisions based solely on the facts and the law. Ranking Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama said he likes the sound of that.
Had you been saying that with clarity over the last decade or 15 years, we'd have a lot fewer problems today.
On her comment that a wise Latina woman would make better decisions than a white man who's not had the same experience, Sotomayor said the context of her words created a misunderstanding.
I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging.
She also tried to explain a statement she made that appeals court judges make policy.
I do believe that judges must apply the law and not make the law.
Throughout, she kept a slow, measured tone, even as senators sometimes raised their voices at her. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats in the House of Representatives have released their proposals for changes in national health care coverage. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will take up the legislation immediately.
This bill is a starting point and a path to success, to lower costs for consumers and businesses, to give greater choice to Americans, including keeping your plan, your doctor and plan if you like them.
It would also impose new taxes on more affluent Americans to help defray the cost. All Americans would have coverage. All employers would be required to provide it. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee has written to the CIA asking for documents related to a controversial counterterrorism program. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is Texas Democrat Sylvester Reyes. Reyes has accused the CIA of deliberately lying to his committee, and he and other Democrats are considering a formal investigation into why the agency did not inform them about a now-canceled program to kill al-Qaeda leaders. A U.S. intelligence official confirms that Reyes has written to the CIA a general request for documents related to the program. CIA spokesman George Little says the agency will cooperate with Congress as it looks into the matter. Meanwhile, CIA Director Leon Panetta has ordered his own internal review of the program. Spokesman Little says the review will be thorough and, quote, should result in lessons learned on congressional reporting. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Convicted swindler Bernard Madoff is now in federal prison in North Carolina. He's serving 150 years for stealing billions of dollars from people. Madoff's attorney is appealing the length of the sentence. Madoff is scheduled for release in the year 2139. On Wall Street just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 21 points at 8352. The Nasdaq was up 5 points. This is NPR. The achievement gap between black and white students overall is narrowing in most states, but new government figures show alarming gaps in eighth-grade reading scores. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
First, the good news. Based on test results from the early 1990s to 2007, black students in fourth and eighth grades have made significant gains in reading and math. These gains, however, still leave black student scores well below white student scores. In both reading and math, black student scores are still 26 to 31 points below white student scores in fourth and eighth grades. And though the black-white gap in math among fourth graders narrowed in 15 states, only three states closed the gap in reading among fourth graders. Not a single state narrowed the reading gap among eighth graders. Bottom line, the overall academic gap between blacks and whites persists in every state where the data was available. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The government says prices at the wholesale level increased last month. The Labor Department says these were mostly pushed up by jumps in energy prices. Wholesale prices are the costs businesses pay for goods before they get to consumers. At the same time, consumers bought more retail goods in June. The Commerce Department reports people bought more cars and more gasoline. France says two of its military security advisors have been kidnapped in Somalia. They were there to help train Somali forces. Several gunmen reportedly burst into their hotel in Mogadishu to abduct them. The interim Somali government has fought several Islamic groups for control of the country. One Islamic group did control Somalia briefly, but was forced from power during 2007. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.